You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Dropping of temperature brought thoughts of the holidays for me. I began looking online last night. Light work. Try to get ahead of the game. And nearly half of holiday shoppers are like me, Brian. Shopping as early as October.
It is October 11th. Halloween ain't even came yet. And you up here thinking about criminals.
If you plan in advance, you don't have to be somewhere looking crazy and doing strange things for $40. If I'm just saying.
Oh, like what?
Strange things.
Strange things for $40, huh?
Yep.
Be sexy.
You ain't got to do that if you plan in advance.
You're doing something with your mouth.
Excuse me?
What?
Also watched T.I.'s new series on Netflix, Rhythm and Flow. They had the auditions phase. So there's 4 episodes available right now, and then every week they're going to be dropping a new one, which is different. Usually Netflix just drops the whole thing at once, but now they're changing things up to release it weekly.
Because y'all need to stop watching so much TV.
No, people like to binge watch, Brian. If you don't have anything to do, people like to hunker down with their snacks and just get through one series in a day.
Did you like it? Will you continue to watch?
Yes, I will. I like the way it was. Some of the people that they chose were a little suspect to me.
That's what, you know, you gonna get that. You know, that's all about finding a diamond in the rough, a needle in a haystack, if you will.
Some of them, I think they were intrigued with their stories. Like, they had a little package with it about their home life. One dude living, it's like 10 people living in one house, and him and his 3 kids and his wife pregnant now, they all live in one room. So, you know, they, the heartstrings.
Yeah, I get it.
But I enjoyed it. Good time talking to T.I. the other day, too. You can
my dog
catch up on that interview at KPRS.com.
I hope y'all know that was a dream come true for me.
Oh, we know.
Because whenever I ride with somebody, I ride with them. That's my dog. You don't know how many arguments I done had getting into people with about how great T.I. is.
It's spreading a lot of love on the interview. It was fan time. It really was fan time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
You was in fan mode.
So what? Now what?
It was so much now fan.
What? So what?
I thought I should probably leave the room. I felt uncomfortable. Like, am I in a...
Oh, you felt uncomfortable?
Yeah, like I was...
Would you feel more comfortable if I turn your mic off? Huh? How about
that? You call Mr. Carter and talk to him about that.
Why you putting on your lip gloss?
Why you always... I don't understand...
They need, I know this is an audio thing, but they need a visual too, so.
Nobody cares I'm putting on my lip gloss. Why would you say that?
All right,
you know
y'all.
What? This is it.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s. It'll be sunny later on. Right now, you're cloudy at 41 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
The estate of deceased icon Prince is calling out Donald Trump's for playing Purple Rain at the Minneapolis campaign rally. The estate issued a statement on Thursday night requesting that the Trump campaign stop playing the record at his campaign rallies.
First it was Soul Man, now this. Don't nobody want you using their music, fam. Okay, on with the story.
Just a little bit of soul in it. When they was on the guitar solo part in the beginning, I got lost for a second.
Well, you better find yourself.
That's it on that. Will Smith is developing a Fresh Prince spinoff.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what?
Fresh Prince.
Oh, what is this? What is it? Who is it based on? Like, if it's a spinoff, who is it based on? There's so many characters in there.
Kevin Hart is breaking his silence following the car accident that he was in. He's been in a full costume for Jumanji, which has began filming again. What is this going to be, like the third Jumanji movie?
Tell me.
Ah, you funny. Congratulations are ordered to Amber Rose. She's giving birth to her second child, a baby boy. She named him Slash Electric Alexander Edwards.
You're not my dad.
Good, because she don't need to be electric. Raising no girl.
Why? Why?
Self-explanatory.
Nobody pulls any cat facts on dudes.
Who said anything about cat facts?
I asked you why. You said it's self-explanatory. So I'm assuming that you're talking about
slut walk.
Do you know what the slut walk is about?
Tell me what's about, Shay.
It's about rape on college campuses. That's what it came from. And girls being shamed for being raped. That's what it's about. We had an interview with her and she explained it. You were in the interview.
She really didn't explain it.
She did. Pull the interview back up and you'll hear it.
I don't have it.
Yes, you do. Every interview we've ever done on this show is saved.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Ooh, what? You will want Amber Rose out. Raising your nieces?
I opt out.
Would you?
I've
would
opted
you
out.
Answer the question.
I've opted would out,
you?
Darling.
Would you? I didn't think so.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I think it's disrespectful to cuss in front of your children. I have two cousins that do that. And one of the family groups, their kids are teenagers. And then the other group of kids, they're like 5'10". And then the other one's like 3. And my cousins have no problem cussing in front of their kids. And every time we have a family dinner, we all just sit there and look at each other and shake our heads like, wow. Mm. And I am 48 years old, and I do not cuss around my parents to this day.
Oh, man, I've never felt comfortable doing that ever.
My husband does. He does not mind dropping bombs around his dad, but the first time I heard him do that, I about fell on the floor.
Oh, Brian, you've cursed around your mother, don't
you? No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
You've never cursed around Miss Nancy?
Never.
No.
No.
That was not a cool
phone.
Thing.
I got to call Miss Nancy.
Call my mama. I'm
going to call her. I am. What time she wake up?
She's awake now.
Okay, I'm going to call her.
All right, who is this?
This is Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry. We appreciate you as always.
Bye, girl. You'll make me cuss you out, Brian. I'm not going to want to do it, but I'm going to have to do it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
High school game of the week. The winning school, Baldwin versus Bonner Springs, is happening tonight at 7 o'clock at Bonner Springs.
Woo!
Week 8 is up online at KPRS.com, Brian. Already got some votes in. Number one vote getter right now is the Southeast versus East game.
Mm.
Chillicothe versus Wyandotte is second. Sumner versus J.C. Harmon. And then Grain Valley versus Hickman Mills.
Whoop! KPRS.com, get your votes in.
So, these fast food wars continue on.
What now?
A Chick-fil-A employee climbed down a storm drain to get a customer's iPhone.
Damn!
Once it dropped down the drain.
You know, the people at Chick-fil-A are so caring. I feel like God has really put his hands on that franchise and just uplifted everyone with positivity.
They talk to me better than my own family does.
Hey, how may I serve you?
They tell me it's my pleasure.
My pleasure.
So I submit that McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, y'all gonna have to up y'all game for this $4.99 of mine.
Ain't happening.
You don't think so?
Nah. Not at all.
I want them to work a little harder. If Chick-fil-A is willing to get down in a storm drain for me, y'all gonna have to do something.
Everybody ain't Chick-fil-A, Shay. Clearly, in the way that they talk to you, the quality of the foods.
When you pull up to fast food places, how they talk to you?
Hi, may I help you?
They aggravated.
Yes. One time, I remember I had left my debit card somewhere. I had no clue. And I pulled up to the window in the drive-thru of the Chick-fil-A. And I was looking for my card. And they was like, oh, don't worry about it. Go ahead. Seriously, I swear on everything. Yes. The one on War Parkway.
That's why they done closed down. Because they get... No, just kidding. They renovating. I'm teasing. They're closed right now. But I was...
Man, I was like, what? This would have never happened at the Taco Bell across the street. They would have made me wash dishes or make cheese or something.
They throw you out the line.
Right, all of places. That.
I laugh like whenever I go back to visit my family in Atlanta, if you go to the McDonald's, there, McDonald's.
Oh, here you go. Don't do that voice.
That's what they say.
Oh, my God.
McDonald's, how may I help you? You want a salsa biscuit with what?
Oh, my God. That makes my skin crawl when you do that.
That's how they talk.
No, I can't. I'm not even going to try to do it.
A salsa biscuit?
Oh, my God.
1, 2, 3.
It's time for Mayor Q's 2-Minute Drill. All things Chiefs football with KC's mayor, Quentin Lucas, with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Powered by Suave Steak and Oyster House on 18th and Vine.
Yes, sir. Back at it. Another 2-Minute Drill with Mayor Quentin Lucas.
Good morning, Mayor.
Hi, everybody. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good, man. But, you know, last week we was a little down, you know, because we took that L from the Colts.
Yeah, that was tough. It felt like Colts games the past years in the playoffs and all of that. I mean, we need to bounce back. But look, we've been talking for a few weeks, y'all, about defensive struggle, particularly stopping running the ball, and how we needed to get our rushing game better. It wasn't there last week. I think the Chiefs will try to address it this week. But, I mean, that was a tough one at Arrowhead the other day.
Yes, it was. And then, you know, we have no slouch coming into Arrowhead this week. Houston, a notorious running team with a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Look, everybody dating back to really Detroit, even Jacksonville, with their backup quarterback, showed us kind of the way they play against the Chiefs. And so I looked at them to just try to run the ball consistently, try to control it on the ground. One other thing that's a concern is going to be Patrick Mahomes' ankle. I don't want him running around. We have to make sure we're getting more protection. So, I mean, look, it could be a tough game. I think we are still far more talented, even with that interesting injury to Sammy Watkins, to our receiving core. Tyreek out, Sammy Watkins' trouble, all of that is definitely depleted. So look to DeMarcus Robinson, Travis Kelce, some of our other weapons to be a part of the attack this week. I'm still expecting a Chiefs win, of course, but, you know, we got work to do. And I'm imagining this week Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator, had our guys practicing a lot on stopping the run.
Woo! Tackling, trying to get that ball out like teams be doing to us. And you know what? I really think that we need to make some adjustments with our coaching, because last week the Colts came out in some man-to-man coverage when we was expecting zone. I would look for Houston to do the same thing.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not trying to be too controversial on the 2-minute drill, but I got to say this. We've been out-coached the last 2 weeks, just straight up. Mm. And Detroit would have won that game without a luck fumble at the end, and that was nice, and we were all happy. Indianapolis exposed us on national TV on Sunday. I mean, we need to come ready with these interesting defensive schemes, because, frankly, everybody else is throwing their best game at us. And so I think that's absolutely a key. I haven't gotten to watch Houston much this year. I would hope that our team is coming out starting. I'd look forward to making our quarterback make some mistakes early. I think you can do that. He's young, just like ours. He's not as good as our quarterback. And so I would want to have Houston beat us through the air, which I don't think they can do.
55, what do you think the score is going to be?
Oh, man. Yeah, last week I thought we put up 40 and we put up 13. So, you know, I was a little off. This week, so I'm going to give us a lower score, particularly because Patrick Tomlin, our receiving core, is depleted. I'm going 26. So a touchdown in there, some field goals, and 26-17. I don't think we've shut down the other side enough to have that much space. But 26-17, Chiefs. Because we're at home.
All right.
There it is. Another 2-minute drill in the books. Thank you so much, Mayor Lucas. We'll holler at next week.
Hey, thank y'all. Go eat a soiree, our nice sponsor for this now here at 18th and Vine. I'll talk to y'all.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s. Sunny later on. Right now, you're cloudy at 41 at the Turner Diagonal. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Gospel artist Tremaine Hawkins is 68 today. Andrew Woolfolk, member of Earth, Wind, and Fire. He's the saxophonist. He's 69 today.
Mm-hmm.
Rapper MC Light, she's 49.
What you know about that?
And rapper Cardi B is 27 today.
Yes. Happy birthday, everybody born on October 11th.
Child, the plot has thickened in this Tekashi 6ix9ine situation.
Oh, Lord.
Now, of course, he's been behind bars on federal racketeering charges since November. How about he signed a new record deal for more than $10 million with his former label, 10K Project?
Wow. Unbelievable. After all this, this is what happens to him?
He's also home to rappers Trippie Redd. I thought they was beefing.
They are. Yeah, he don't like him.
Lil Nar and Icy Narco.
What message does this send?
Upon his release, he's going to receive a large paycheck. And in return, he has to release two albums, one in English and one in Spanish.
Something I won't be streaming.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So Ja Rule says he wants to plan another music festival.
Oh,
where is your debit card, Brian, so we can put our deposits down?
Ain't nobody putting nothing down.
You ain't gonna put the deposit money down?
Hell no. For what? So I can be tricked and duped by social media posts on Instagram? No way.
During an appearance on the Wendy Williams show yesterday, I was doing something, so I missed it. Usually, I'm home by 1 o'clock so I can watch Wendy, because she's been actually very good lately.
Uh-huh.
And I missed it. But I think we have a little bit of him talking about... No, you don't?
It's about him and
talking
Ashanti.
About Ashanti and, yeah. And J-Lo. Mm-hmm.
I am the writer. I wrote the record.
Okay, remember the song I'm Real?
Right.
All right.
So I referenced the record, but my voice is not a great reference voice for the singer to actually reference off of. So we had Shani reference the record. If I write the record, right, somebody has to sing it. I'm not a good singer.
So I sing it
because I wrote it, so I'll sing it first. We needed to reference the record so it sounds, so she can hear the riffs and stuff supposed to be hit. I can't hit those riffs. I can't hit them. So Ashanti did it, and then it goes to the singer, and then she sings it, and then that's what you hear.
This is like regular protocol for a lot of songs, Shay. A lot of demos and reference records get... sung all the time by different people.
But they were going at J-Lo's neck recently about this, saying that that's not her singing, that they used Ashanti's part.
Right, yeah.
But it's not like she got the big Whitney Houston voice of life. That's like...
Nah, she don't. They all kind of, you know, in
same
that song, little
sing, scat, breath.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All of that. Yeah.
See, I could
do
this.
What are you doing?
I could blow out a little.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Look what the temperature going to be tomorrow. You know we're going to be on 18th and MLK with the community cleanup.
Well, tomorrow, look for expected highs to be in the mid-60s. So that's
okay.
Good news.
That's good.
Sunny skies.
I already ordered the pizza.
Huh?
Somebody got to go get it, though, at 11:30.
Okay.
I got to go get the drinks today. I was looking for a sale. Like, if I could find, like, some 12 packs, like, $3 a piece.
You make some Kool-Aid at home.
I'm not making no Kool-Aid. I don't think people going to want to drink regular Kool-Aid out of a pitcher from somebody.
From you? Why not? Little lemons in there, strawberries.
So I'm going to preface this story with, I find it type disrespectful a little bit. The headline reads, study why women prefer men who are more feminine. And they have a picture of Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. Do you consider him feminine?
No, I don't, actually.
I don't either, but he has on some form-fitting shorts, so I think that's what they're trying to...
Some shorts above his knee?
Yes, and they're at least a good 4 to 5 inches above his knee, but he's 6 foot what? I mean, he's a tall guy.
Probably like 6'5", somewhere around there.
They're saying that they did a study with 500 women, and these women rated the attractiveness of male faces, and they had manipulated some of them to make them appear more feminine or more masculine, and the women preferred the more feminine look.
Mm.
Now, researchers say some of it has to do with maybe the way that, you know, women were treated. Maybe they have abuse histories, etc. I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't know if I do either. From my experience, I think y'all like a Renaissance man or a man who's more masculine.
I like I guess I never think about, is he feminine or masculine? I think to myself, like, other personality traits.
Uh-huh.
I like someone confident. Someone intelligent.
Uh-huh.
And I actually prefer, like, someone who has, like, a really loud, bubbly kind of personality.
Hmm.
And in that way, I could be quiet. Because you know I'm an introvert, for real.
So you say.
I am. And I like a man that's, you know, a little sensitive, you know.
Oh.
A man like me.
Woo! That's my song.
Do you consider yourself a macho man?
I'm more macho than the other.
Do you prefer a macho man, or do you prefer Mr. Sensitivity?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
15 years of research consistently shows that women prefer masculine men for a short-term fling rather than for marriage, Brian.
Ah, okay. Now we getting somewhere.
It also says that women who consider themselves highly attractive didn't find feminine male faces very attractive at all.
Mm-hmm.
And while women who thought of themselves as less attractive were more attracted to men with feminine features.
Mm. So basically, the pretty girls want the ugly dudes.
I don't think ugly and masculine necessarily are synonymous.
Oh, okay.
I think Boris Kodjo is beautiful, and he's very masculine, in my opinion.
Damn!
Mm. Who else is...
It depends on what day you catch me. Like, on a Wednesday or Thursday, I'm a grizzly bear. Fridays and Saturdays, though, you know, that's when the stars come out.
Boy, bye.
Excuse me? You agreed with me once upon a time.
When
you don't remember?
I see you as a Care Bear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Brian B. Shining is the man. That is not what that was in context of.
Don't forget you said that.
But that was not what we was talking about.
Whatever.
So this study says that many women are moving towards wanting a more sensitive type of man.
Mm. I be sensitive sometimes, you know. Sensitive to your feelings and your situation, you know, if it's that time of the month or something, you know. I'll go out and get you some chocolate or something. What are you looking at me like that for? Like I'm wrong.
I don't know how you are in a relationship, so I'm not looking like you're wrong. I'm just like, I've never experienced this sensitivity that you're talking about.
I'm gonna cuss you out, Brian.
Right, that's what brings that out. What are your thoughts on this? Macho Man versus Mr. Sensitivity.
I'm going to say I would prefer a little sensitive because my husband is all macho. And let me tell you, that man won't take no medicine. He won't put no lotion on his dry hands. I'm telling you, it's rough. They got to have a little bit of sensitivity, let me tell you.
Okay, but what if he start taking your lotion and your sweet pea smelling, you know, scents and putting them on? Then what you going to do?
Fam, there is a space in between using my Bath and Body Works and nothing.
Definitely. I mean, you got calloused man hands. Like, you don't even wear no gloves at work.
That's right.
And then you got some soft hands that are not, you know, they can touch you with. But then them rough hands, it just gets, no.
All right. What's your name?
Sherry.
She needs a kinder, gentler version of her husband. Come on, sir. You got to soften up a little bit.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
September 15th through October 15th is Hispanic Heritage Awareness Month. It's the last day of our Latino World Food Tour. Be a real Jalisco. 1711 Southwest Mo 7 in Blue Springs.
Yeah.
Come through from 11 to 1 for the Dollar and 3 special.
Woo!
And also show some love to this week's Queen for a Day.
She's your queen to be, a queen to be forever, a queen who'll do whatever His Highness desires.
So, of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And there are so many people listening who have family members, friends, even themselves are going through breast cancer.
Yes.
And so every year we want to do something to make them feel a little bit better. So we have a $125 gift card to spend any way that you'd like, dinner for two. And this week's entry comes from Cedric Crawford, and the nominee is Otialet Newman.
Okay.
Auntie OT is what they call her.
Auntie OT, I like that.
Says, my aunt OT Newman embodies strength and perseverance. She lost her husband in 2004, not long after she was faced with the battle of cancer. With her children and the rest of the family supporting her, she fought long and hard and won the battle. She is and always will be a champion in my eyes.
Yes, she is. And she is a champion not only to the Morning Grind, but to Kansas City as well.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So happy to crown another queen. Miss Auntie OT, congratulations.
Next week, we'll do another. Go to KPRS.com and nominate someone that you know who is a survivor of breast cancer or is currently in treatment.
Your queen to be.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
820 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s. Right now, you're mostly cloudy at 39 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
Comedian Tony Baker is in the building.
What's happening, dog?
What's up, man? Hey, what's happening? Nothing, huh? All right, you know what I'm saying?
I was trying to get something.
No reply. Like, exactly. What's happening?
I was trying to get some cracking over here. My bad. We chilling over here on this Red Friday.
Yeah. Y'all got the Chiefs gear on. I see y'all.
That's right. We have to represent for the town.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. I love it.
So you're going to be at the Improv this weekend doing your thing. This is the first time we've ever met him, Brian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's the debut. This is the, you never get a second chance to make a first impression right here.
That's right. He's got these deep dimples like my mom.
Mom's got dimples.
Yes, and I have a dimple, but I gotta make my face look like
this. You gotta work it. You gotta force the dimple.
You see how cute? Look at this.
She gotta force it.
She gotta get a hernia to get.
She forcing it. She about to pop a neck muscle. Yeah. She got an aneurysm just to get the dimple out. Nose bleeding.
Hemorrhoids cracking.
Yeah.
Do you know Kevin Hart, Tony?
I do.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's finally speaking out after that terrible accident. Have you had a chance to talk to him?
No, I haven't. I haven't, man. Like, after the accident, you know, he just went quiet. And, you know, so I was just reaching out to his, like, crew and stuff like that just to make sure he was just good, you know. They said he was good, so I was like, all right.
Yeah, apparently there was some really bad back injuries. Yeah. He's back on the mend and... Looks like he's been promoting for the film Jumanji.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked to one reporter and told him that he has nothing but love for Jared, the man that was driving the vehicle when the accident happened.
Right.
That's good. You know, we talked about forgiveness here lately, and, you know, that's a good thing that Kevin Hart has a big heart like that.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. And it's an accident.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, you know, it's an accident, so, you know. What can you do? Exactly. I mean, it can happen to any of us.
Now, are you a forgiving person?
I try to be. Like, I be holding on to stuff, you know, to get on the zodiac tip. Like, they say Tauruses be holding on to stuff and like that. But I try to be. Yeah. But, like, it's going, you know, it takes a while, though. Like, if you go off on me and I ain't do nothing, I be looking at you sideways from then on out.
What about you, Brian?
Sometimes it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Now Kevin Hart finna call J.G. Wentworth, though.
Man.
Oh, Lord.
Something like a car accident, I can forgive you for.
Yeah.
But if it's like you know, you being shady, like, you know, I've dated girls in the past. They say one thing, and I'll be like, oh, that's how you feel. And then, you know.
Do you block them?
Nah, not no block, but just like, you know, all right.
I have a friend that always sends like 3-page emails.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Are
you one
that.
Of those people who explain in detail why you're mad, or you just ghost them out?
I really like to, you know, I've learned this through growth, like to really say how I feel about stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times you can't say too much, because then people be like, man, it's a whole novel. Because like me, I prefer to write out, you know, how I'm feeling, than to have a face-to-face. Because usually with face-to-face, you over-talk.
Uh-oh.
People talk too much in person, then you say something that you regret.
Uh-huh.
And then if it's me, it's like, oh, you said that. And, you know, it's hard to come back from that. But when you text argue, you got time to think about what you're going to say.
Yes.
You can sit there and marinate for a second.
Yes.
Because when you face-to-face, you'll be like, well, say something. You're like, well, just get off my back. And then you're yelling.
Shay.
But when you write it out.
Do it this.
You got time to reflect. You can see what you're saying. You're right. Like, wait, let me delete that.
That ain't gonna go over too well.
Yeah. So I feel like, because a lot of people want the face-to-face serious talk. And I just be like, let me think about stuff first before I just blurt out stuff.
I'm big on energy, and I need to see your facial expression. So I never have serious conversations over text.
Yeah.
Texting is for directions, or I'm on my way outside. You it's know, those clear. Are kind of right.
WYD, you know.
No, I don't never do
that. And people repeat themselves too much in conversation. That's why I don't like talking on the phone.
Because you don't understand.
People be talking on the phone. You ever talk to somebody on the phone, they say the same thing 8 times?
Yes.
You be like, all right, man, you said that 8 times, man. Or they'd be like, hey, oh, call me. It's too much to text. And it don't even be too much to text. You just want to hear yourself talk, man.
Tony Baker is at the Improv, Brian, all weekend long. Do we not?
Y'all pull it, man. Pull up, man. You radio people don't ever be pulling up. And I'm sick of it.
Well, usually, like,
you be having stuff to do.
Nah, man.
We're either booked or else it's a long drive out that mug. So if I'm on an off week, pay week. I have to make decisions.
I can't make the drive. I got the bills, rent, my light bills, student loans.
But Tony Baker, I'm going to have to come check you out. I've never seen you before. Brian, let's pull up.
Yeah.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
That's right. Tony Baker's going to be there all this weekend.
Yes,
he's in the studio
man.
With us.
All weekend.
I am digging all in his business right now, Brian.
She all up in my cake, man.
what you done found out?
Nothing. No, she ain't found out nothing.
I ain't going to tell because.
She ain't found out nothing.
I know you from Chicago, so you used to this weather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is what I grew up on. You know what I mean? It's been hot. It's hot in Cali, man.
Yeah.
So I appreciate this little chilliness right here. I'm a fan of four seasons, man.
Me too.
I like it for it to be cold and, you know, chilly in the fall, you know, cold in the winter. You know, I don't want to be no 85 degrees and this Christmas music playing. It just don't feel right to me.
That don't match, but I do enjoy hot weather, though.
I'll pass on. Summer is my least favorite season.
Not winter when we got 12 inches of snow.
I mean, if you live in the Midwest or with, like, you know, Chicago, you can die at the bus stop cold.
Oh, Lord.
I don't miss that. But, like, I like a little white Christmas, a little, you know, a little snow fight here and there. But summertime, ain't that, you can't.
It's
ain't
nothing
no fighting
you can
it.
Do. Exactly. Even if you get completely naked,
you're still
hot.
Just be hot.
No, man. Misery. You cranked out. You can still be in a good mood in the cold. You come in like, whoo, it's cold outside. No, when you take your little jacket off.
Cold weather, when it's that cold, you immediately go outside and start cussing. I don't like that.
But it's not like a get off me cuz, like, whoo, you be like, we gotta stick together. You
then
hate
get
to
your
be
hand
touched
out my
when it's
pocket.
Hot. Yeah. When it's hot, you be like, man, get off. You cussing the kids out, you beating them for no reason, man. Summertime is trash.
I agree. And I like to walk my leathers and lace my boots and things.
You want to wear what you want to wear? Yeah. Accessorize? Summertime, you're a wife beater. That's it.
That's right. Sun's out, guns out, baby.
Nah, man. The same old musty wife beater all summer.
Oh, man.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.